questions 31 through 36. Look at the questions. Listen to the guide at an art museum speaking to some students.
Welcome to the Museum of Modern Art. Your prof told me that you're studying Cubism in your arts history course. You'll find that many of the paintings mentioned in your course are here in our museum. So you'll get a first-hand experience of these works. I want to remind you that Cubism was a 20th century modern art form. In the early 1900s, some artists became interested in African and Native American art. There was also interest in the painting style of the ancient Egyptians, who drew figures using a lot of geometric shapes. The styles of these cultures inspired Cubism. Everyone has heard of the Spanish artist Pablo Picasso. Most believe he was the father of Cubism. I guess this is partly true. This is because another painter was equally important. It was Frenchman Georges Braque, who collaborated closely with Picasso. He and Picasso equally deserve the credit for developing the Cubist style. The fascinating thing about Cubism is that it began as a style of painting, but it also inspired styles of music, literature, and even architecture. In Cubist paintings, objects are broken up and put back together in an abstract form. Cubism basically involves painting people and places so that they look like a collection of cubes, spheres, cylinders, cones, and other geometric shapes. So, let's begin our study of the museum's Cubist paintings. Feel free to interrupt me at any time to ask questions.